됩니다.
Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford. It is 10:05 in the morning on Saturday, and it's June 10th, everybody, and it looks and feels like June 10th, too. It's a beautiful sunny day. Expect temperatures in the low 80s. I was going to say early 80s. That'll work, too. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're looking at heat wave. That's right, 90s. Hot, humid, yeah, early summer. Climate change, but it's awesome. I love the hot weather. It's awesome. All right, so Mike on the mic here, 10:05 at around 10:30 in the morning. Kirsten from WMFO's own Something About the Women will join me, and we'll welcome Jackals, a awesome Boston indie band, right back here to Studio A, and they are here in the green room right now. So it's going to happen. It is. It's going to happen. They're here. All right, so let me tell you what we played in that last set. We started off with some really cool stuff from Little Steven's new record called Soul Fire. That was called Blues Is My Business. That was outstanding. Reaching way back in my life and probably a lot of yours, Rossington Collins Band from a collection, the Millennium Collection, Best Of, Don't Misunderstand Me. Yeah, it's been a long time. Then Jonathan Brooke featuring Davey Knowles and Backdoor Slam. I think it was kind of a deal where they sort of appeared on each other's record. It was awesome. Taste of Danger is the name of that one. David Bowie from Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars back in 1972. Watch That Man live. And Will Daly. What can I say about Will Daly? Local music making really good. Will is in the studio now. Making new music for all of us. That was reaching back quite a while. 2008's Torrent, Volumes 1 and 2. That was How Can I Make You Happy? Always like that one. Because I want to know the same thing. You know, happiness, spread it, all that good stuff. All right, so what else can I tell you? 10:07 in the morning. I think we should start with some new noise. Don't you think so? I really do. Another local band, Lily Black, has got a new EP entitled My Own Hero, and they do a cover of another local band called the Cave Dogs way back when. They're kind of steeped back in time, so of course I remember them. I saw them at the Orson Welles way back when. This is, as I said, a Cave Dogs cover by Lily Black. This is brand new, Leave Me Alone at WMFO.
There is one thing I can plainly see. Asian faces, going to so many places where the weather is much better and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggies, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really wants to leave me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so. I'd be much stronger, for the wheels are turning faster as I hear the winds are blowing. I know that she is leaving on a jet plane without the runaway. And I can't believe that she really wants to leave me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so.
I'm sitting all alone by the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her, and then you throw it away. Why do you use me? Play to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? For some time, as a fool. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame. You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame. Why do you use me? Why to confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? Serve my time as your fool. Got to be ashamed the way you mess around with your man. Oh, it's a shame the way you hurt me. Oh, it's a shame, baby, baby, the way you mess around with your man. You got my heart in chains, and I must complain. I just can't be confined. Oh, look at that thing.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
morning, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford, 10:26 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, now with a full studio. But before I get to them, because I can only handle like half a thing at once today, I'm going to tell you what we played. Started off that last set with new noise from local band Lily Black. Their new CD is called My Own Hero. That was a Cave Dogs cover called Leave Me Alone. Very nice job. The Motors after that, from a long time ago, back in the 80s, a collection called Approved by the Motors. That was Airport, one of my faves from all time back then. Buffalo Tom, from 1988's Big Red Letter Day. That was Treehouse. Classic from the Spinners, from the best of the Spinners, It's a Shame. And then more local music from Berlin Airlift, Rick Berlin and Berlin Airlift. From, geez, it must have been in the early 80s, self-titled record called Don't Stop Me From Crying. I just love that track. And I want to introduce you to who I got smiling and staring at me from across the vast table here at MFO. We have Kirsten from Something About the Women. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's Mike, up? You are very energized. You know, like most of us, we wilt in the warm weather, but you just are like so energetic. I know you're really enjoying
I'm just having a day.
You are. And we're all enjoying it. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope so. And as promised, we have Jackals, the two members from the Jackals. Not the Jackals. Don't put a the before it, Mike. It's just Jackals. See, I'm doing your work for you.
Hi, Mike.
Katie and Jack are here, back at Studio A and WMFO. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
So, what's going on? Besides having a CD release and selling out the back room of the Bowery and all that, what the heck else is going on with you guys? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was cool.
Thank you.
It was great. Kirsten and I were part of the standing room only.
We were, and we did stand the entire set, but it was a labor of love. No, we were thrilled.
We ate at the bar, too.
We did.
Yeah, standing, yeah. Actually. Yeah.
Wow.
What was that like to have a CD release party like that where you sell it out?
That was really cool.
It was really cool.
I think neither of us were expecting it, and so it felt really good.
I think I said to you, Jack, that night, I think I said, you guys must have been rehearsing hard.
Yeah.
Right? Because you were just on it.
Yeah, the band was just for like months and months before that. That was our first show as a full band, like our first real show as a full band, and so we were trying really hard to make it good.
It was fantastic. It was really, really great. So you've been here before, but for the folks who don't know you, your story all started at Wesleyan University. Why don't you fill people in just quickly about how you guys met and how this all began?
We met one summer when we were both taking summer classes. I had transferred, so I was behind, and I don't actually know why you were there.
Honestly, what were you doing there?
I didn't have any plans for that summer, and a couple of my friends were staying up there to take classes and do some lab work, and I decided it would be cool to take a class, and then I could have an extra credit and not have to take one during the semester, and I could spend the summer up there with my friends.
Mm-hmm. And you guys didn't know each other?
Nope.
No, didn't take the same classes, nothing like that?
No. Our friends, my friends knew him, and so we kind of got introduced that way, and I don't really know, like, what made us comfortable to start playing music together, but we just kind of started, and neither of us were comfortable with anybody else really playing music, but there's some sort of special connection.
Yeah, you gotta wonder, Kirsten, how these things happen. How does fate like that just take place?
Kismet.
Yeah, kismet.
And I think at the time, if I remember, Jack, you were maybe studying music production, is that
Yeah,
possible?
I was studying jazz. I played jazz vibraphone at Wesleyan for a while, and but I was kind of moving away from it and into music production a little bit, which was really good timing because once Katie and I started writing, all of my music production lessons were basically spent recording us, like, really early on, and we could just spend, you know, nights in the studio writing and recording whatever we were doing, which was really, really fun, and I think helped a lot.
And do you think that was about the time when you actually had a practical application for your class, but did you think that's when you started to realize, wait a minute, this sounds pretty good, maybe we should do this?
I don't know if we were confident then. We weren't really showing anybody. It was more like we would, you know, at night go and hang out in this room that was like, there were no windows except for two like another inside room, so it was very dark and like
the classic music recording studio in a basement.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So,
you know, and it's funny too because you guys sound so quiet and cautious and polite and whatever. so for people that haven't heard your music, this is going to be interesting. But you've had some great reviews of the record too since it came out. I mean, like stellar reviews.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, we've had some cool stuff happen, and you know, we're so appreciative to everyone who's written. But it's really hard to, like, to be honest, it's really hard to get stuff written up, and I think like we haven't probably put in the time that we should be, but it's hard not to feel kind of bad. Am I allowed to say that?
No, you can't do that. Let me just before we start playing some of your music, and you're going to play live for us a little bit too, right? All right, but I'm just going to read a little bit of excerpts from a couple of reviews. The name of the record is Keep Mother Sane. Mm-hmm. So it's Keep Mother Sane is one of those albums where you put each song on repeat until its lines bounce around in your head enough for you to learn the inflection of every word. And it continues on, I think it's a different review, the haunting and original melodies of Abel, the song called Abel, are sure to leave a lasting impression of the Jackal's passion-riddled music, utilizing raw lyrics and colorful vocals to express insightful observations that go underneath the surface. Jackals are a refreshing band that skip the fluff in favor of substance. So do you feel like that's about you? I mean, what does that do to you? I mean, for me, it would be like, whoa, you know?
Yeah. That one felt good. That felt good. I felt like that was, you know, what we wanted to be. I don't know how to.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that they kind of hit the nail on the head with that last line about fluff and substance. I think that was really nice for us as someone, because that's sort of what we were aiming to be. And it's cool that someone thinks that we did it.
All right, so Jack, you moved away from jazz vibraphone to guitar.
Yeah.
And Katie, you're the singer, and you've got three other folks, I guess, in the band. You want to give them a little props here before we play the first track?
Yeah. Props to...
That's right.
So Braden Jones is another guitarist in the band, and he's also in a band called Small City Mayor, which they don't really have stuff recorded yet, which is silly because they're incredible. And then we have Zach Woldrick, who plays bass, and Taryn Satino, who plays drums, and they were both friends of ours from school.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just fantastic. All right, everybody, if you haven't heard the Jackals, their new record is called Keep Mother Sane, and you guys wanted to hear this one called Homesick. Mm-hmm. You picked it, Katie. Why'd you pick this one? You asked me, should I pick that one? It's kind of intense. Why do you want to hear this one?
I feel like this one, like the topic that it deals with, feels really relevant to you know, the album in totality, and it starts out sort of softer and it grows, which I feel like is true of a lot of the stuff, or it represents like kind of all that we do, so hopefully it's a good introduction.
All right, buckle up everybody. I'm going to try to talk correctly, which I haven't done today, but you're going to love this. Turn your radios up or your listening devices up from their new record Keep Mother Sane. This is Jackals and Homesick here at WMFO Medford.
Take me out to the garden in grass. upon our silk as we bow to the bitter main.
WMFO, Medford 1041, almost 42. I'm going to call it 1042. I'm just going to make that call. On a Saturday, it's June 10th. Good morning, everybody. It's me, Mike, here, along with Kirsten from Something About the Woman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jack and Katie from Jackals. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was you we just played.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a new record, you do, called Keep Mother Sane. And first, we heard Homesick. Talked a little bit about that. And that was Young and Easy. Tell us a bit about Young and Easy, if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, Young and Easy is about... That's definitely, like, the happiest sounding song that we have, I feel like.
Yeah.
But for me, when I wrote it, it was about brainwashing of children.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, just feeling angry about, you know, feeling like some things were... ingrained into me as a child that I really didn't have a say over, and you know, same with everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's an angry song, though it sounds a bit cheery.
Well, yeah, I mean, so speaking about, like, how do you take a song with such deep lyrics and make it that kind of rap it with that type of music? How does that happen?
I don't know.
Because it just doesn't, you know. I mean, it's true of a lot of songs, right? I mean, the lyrics don't necessarily reflect,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I think for this one, the happiness sort of works because it's supposed to be like a thinly veiled like cover. It's like, let's pretend like everything is like happy.
Oh.
And it's like young and
yeah.
easy. You know, it's like it's supposed to feel kind of like, feel almost like thin and just like sort of,
yeah.
I don't know. Exactly.
Somebody
how
said to me before,
it.
Like, oh, like that's such a nice song, you know, like
right.
young and easy, to be young and easy. And
yeah.
and I think the point maybe is that like it's not super clear that it's not about that, but it's, yeah, there's a darkness underneath.
And I'll really admit, I'm one of these people. Who did I just cut off? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just going to say, I appreciate Jack's interpretation of that only because I really do love those tragic songs, those upbeat tragic songs. And so I had never really thought about this kind of cover of happiness when the lyrics are actually otherwise. Mm. I like that.
Yeah, you know, as much as I love music, my fatal flaw is and I say this all the time, I don't listen to lyrics because I've got to get hooked first
by
the music.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm the same
Thank
way.
Thank God somebody else is like me. Anybody else? I mean, because I listen, I have to get hooked by the music and then I may never really delve into what it means because I'm just that way and I don't like that about myself and I try to do it better now. Because there's so much I'm missing, I know, but that's what I do.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I feel like I'm the opposite, but I think that has limitations too, so.
Definitely.
You know.
Definitely. All right, hey, would you guys be kind enough to play something
yeah.
live?
Yeah.
All right, you were talking about a track that you would do called Going Crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering what the dichotomy is between the lyrics and the music on this one. Anything like that, or what's your story on this one?
This one is more clearly... this one is probably the saddest song, and or at least for me it is. I won't, you know, delve into really fully what it's about, but it's, you know, I think it's about losing control of your reality, you know, not really being in control of, or that you have total control of your reality, and then you're creating, your anxiety creates things that are scary.
All right, well, Going Crazy seems rather apropos. Live in Studio A, everybody. This is Going Crazy from their new one called Keep Mother Sane. Live in Studio A, it's Jackals, WMFO.
About the darkness crying while nobody's around. Is he cold inside the canvas? Imagining a million aching without making a sound. Oh, I'm already grieving. But I'm somewhere else. I feel so weak. I'm already grieving for me. Where's he gone after he leaves? I see him fighting in Rojava. I picture my mom and I can't breathe. What will ease his pain enough? I wanna ask him what he wants. Wanna tell him that I'm not gonna be okay. For me, and I. couple of weeks, but I'm somewhere else. I feel so weak, I might be grieving for me.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
About 10:49 in the morning, everybody, you're listening to WMFO. Would you guys please play another one? Do you have another one you could play live?
Yeah. Your pick. Would you rather one from, like, a long time ago? A long time ago. Okay. Yeah. All right, this one's called Pebble.
Pebble. All right.
I hope I don't mess it up.
Never.
Pebbles fighting for space among rocks that sit like kings atop ground, dueling each day for space and comfort, crowded by the crown. Were we born this way, greater than those bigger than? Can we fill the same space, or is it a waste to reach out my hand? Were we born this way, greater than those bigger than? Can we fill the same space, or is it a waste of my head? Barred behind chains I've created, barred behind walls I've pretended, barred inside of mind I've suspended, barred inside a life unattended. Pebble is just a rock I've invented. Among rocks that stand tall atop ground, dueling away, wasting their days, intimidated by doubt, far behind chains I've created, bar behind walls I've pretended, barred inside a mind I've suspended, barred inside a life unattended. Pebble is just a rock I've invented.
It's WMFO with Jackals, and that was Pebble. So, you know, I love the percussion that you create on the guitar. Are these songs that all of you just the two of you wrote, right? Mm-hmm. The band members are just there to surround everything. So when it comes to it, deciding upon instrumentation, when you're getting together on the record and you play great live, you know, just acoustic like that, so you're probably used to that. So getting with a band, how do you deal with it? How do you decide how it becomes a recorded track? How does the instrumentation work?
Well, when we first sort of conceived doing this record, like last summer, it was just going to be the two of us. So we had all these new songs and they were very different from some of the older songs. Mm-hmm. And as we started to plan the record, I think Katie brought up the idea of getting a full band together, which was something that we had toyed with on and off occasionally, but we couldn't sort of figure out the logistics of it. And so we kind of figured if we're going to do this record, like, now is the time to get the band together. And I think part of the reason that it worked was, like, we both felt that the songs that we were writing had a much bigger sound. And so in that sense, it was a little bit easier to, you know, sort of expand the arrangements because we were already feeling that it needed more anyway. So in some senses, like, we already sort of had the vision for some songs. Mm-hmm. Other songs took a really long time to sort of come up with the instrumentation.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think that having heard the full band at the record release show, I mean, they complement what we're hearing now because it sort of weaves in between what you would be playing here. It really sounded great.
Thanks.
It really sounded great.
And thank you for playing that song because I know I had kind of thrown to you too. Could you play something that isn't recorded? And I think that that's really important when we go out and listen to live music, that people realize that musicians are going to be playing those songs that are not necessarily recorded. And then, as Mike just said, you know, you can, as the audience, you can see the chemistry between the band members, and it's really a very joyful experience. And Mike and I actually saw you twice. We saw you at Orleans and we saw you at Bern. They were very different experiences.
Yeah. Basically, one we could hear you and the other one we couldn't.
Yes,
but I do have a few questions for you, Katie, about your voice as an instrument, because you do have such a quiet presence, and then your instrument really projects itself. And I wonder about your vocal control, how you developed your voice as an instrument. When did you realize that you were able to project in this manner? It's beautiful.
Yeah, and speaking of project, I mean, when you sing, you're moving away and closer to the microphone as you get more in intensity. Yeah.
I hope that was okay. I'm practicing how to do that. I started to sing when I was a lot younger in shows. I was in, like, musicals, and then and I think that's probably where I learned to project. I think I was a lot louder when I was younger as a person. I feel like I made myself quieter, which in some ways is sad that I took some lessons when I was younger and have, like, sporadically taken lessons in between when I've noticed that, like, it's hurting a little bit and I want to, you know, sing correctly.
Right, you want to protect your instrument.
Yeah, definitely. I can be loud I can be loud in life too.
Obviously. Yeah. You know, a lot of people too that perform like you, that sing like you with such power would want to stand up, you know, and you're sitting.
That's interesting. You know? I never even thought of the idea that.
Because a lot of people come through here, and people with a powerful always stand up, and they're and you don't, and because it's I would think it'd be tough to be able to do that, to do what you're doing, sitting.
I think I got used to sitting because Jack and I would play a lot, and I think I felt more comfortable having, like, something to hold on to and be steady, and so then I got used to sitting. Like, it took a while for me to want to stand up.
Yeah, our first many shows we only sat, and, like, eventually we were like, I think we need to start.
Yeah, and now I feel really weird.
So. All right, well, question asked and answered then. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so we've heard two recorded and two playing live here. Why don't we go to a couple more that are recorded from this record? And I picked one that is the title track, Keep Mother Sane, and I picked one that Kirsten had requested the last time that I think that we talked about you and played your music, Companion.
Right, I love Companion.
Yeah, oh, thanks. So I want to play the title track, Keep Mother Sane, speaking of intense.
Yeah,
Well, go ahead. Talk about it a little bit. I mean, it's such a great... It's the first thing that I heard. Companion was the second one. I mean, it's very powerful.
Yeah. I feel like this one is the one that gets the most intense, but if you're someone who doesn't listen to the end, you would think it was probably one of the quietest ones.
The end is the best part.
Yeah.
Because it just goes there.
Yeah, this one definitely has sort of the biggest range of, like, starting really, really quiet and building a lot.
Yeah. and it's just kind of about, you know, I'm finding it so hard to explain, but I guess this is like a conversation that I wish that I, you know, could have with somebody. And, you know, some of it isn't, you know, some of it I know isn't.